Until yesterday, the most firefighters the New York City Fire Department had lost in a single incident was 12, when a burning building collapsed in Manhattan back in 1966. Today, more than 200 New York firefighters are missing and must be presumed dead. NPR's Rick Carr has the story of a firefighter who was off duty when disaster struck and still doesn't know whether many of his colleagues are alive.
We'll call him Mike because he didn't want to give his name. All he'd say was that he's with Engine 33 in Manhattan. He lives near the World Trade Center. He was opening a hydrant this morning in the dusty disaster area to get some water for his apartment where the utilities were out. Yesterday morning, he was taking his kids to school near the World Trade Center, enjoying an unexpected day off.
The amazing thing is that I was supposed to work last night. I was supposed to work last night. Supposed to work on overtime. They canceled my overtime at about 10 minutes into the tour.
He saw the first plane crash. He heard the second. He sent his wife and kids home. He reported to headquarters for his company's battalion. He waited there until the department ordered available firefighters to head to their own station houses. But when he got to Company 33, nobody was there.
You know, of course, my engine company was gone. They had gone down there. I saw them pass on Chamber Street while I was at the school. I saw them going down to the fire. As of last night, we got one guy back. I'm hoping they were right. I don't know.
This afternoon, firefighters from other companies were gathered at the Company 33 firehouse, mopping dust off their trucks and trying to forget the things they'd seen overnight. They were under orders not to talk on the record to the media, they said, but they honestly weren't sure how many of Mike's colleagues had survived. It was too much to think about, one said. Too many friends had perished to think about them as individuals. New York firefighters are a close-knit group. Joseph Dirks is a retired battalion chief. To get a sense of how close to one another firefighters are, he says, imagine living with your co-workers for a few days at a stretch, having all your meals with them, and then trusting them in the most dangerous of circumstances.
The members trust each other to such a high degree, and they have such affection for each other, so that they, in turn, will do anything for another member.
And so, Dirk says, when a firefighter dies, his or her colleagues tend to suffer from survivor's guilt.
The tendency within the fire department is to self-analyze yourself afterwards and say that if I had only done something different, would this have been different? That happens when we lose one person at a bedroom fire, and it's magnified here so enormously for all the members involved, because there are so many things that happen in a situation this large that people will ask themselves if, should I have done A or B or C or D or so on.
Usually, Dirk says, that self-analysis actually makes for better firefighters. The scene of a colleague's death plays over and over in a firefighter's mind, and that could help everyone the next time a similar situation arises. The sad thing about yesterday's disaster, Dirk says, is that there was probably nothing Mike or anyone else could have done to change the outcome. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.